I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Do you understand the infield fly rule? Do all of your teammates understand it? Are you sure? What about those strange plays that sometimes happen in a game? Can you pretty well sort out the rules that cover those bizarre situations? My team was batting in a game last week with one out and runners at second and third. The batter flew out to left field. The runner at third tagged up when the ball was caught and scampered towards home. The outfielder threw the ball home, but too late, the runner had already scored. But wait! The second baseman was calling for the ball, the runner at second had left the base early. In fact, he was already halfway to third when the ball was caught. The catcher threw the ball to second, and the umpire called the runner out for leaving the base early. That made three outs. But the ump allowed the run from third to count because the runner scored before the out at second was made. The other team argued vehemently that the double play should have ended the inning and the run should not count. Frankly, I wasn't sure. So what do you do when you're not sure of a rule? I couldn't do anything right then, but when I got home, I immediately jumped on the internet. I went to softballfans.com, then to the Ask the Umpire board on the softballfans.com forums. I posted a note explaining the situation and asking for help, and 7 minutes later I had my answer. Yes, the run counts, an umpire told me, because the play at second is an appeal play, not a force out, and any run that scores before an appeal play third out is declared is valid. Now, after the first umpire correctly answered my question, five more umps chimed in and agreed with the first umpire. Often the umps standing by with the right answers will also quote the rule book and tell you where to find the rule in question. My particular question must have been a pretty good one because one guy wrote, "My local umpire in charge had this happen to him, so he started asking everybody this question. Out of 70 players, coaches, umpires, and league directors, 4 got it right with the proper reasoning." So if you have a rule question and you can't find the answer in the official rule book, or you don't have a copy of the official rule book, head on over to softballfans.com and ask an umpire. If you're not already a member at softballfans.com, you'll have to sign up, but it's free and it's easy. One warning for you, though, a lot of folks who hang out there can be jerks. I have two main internet forums in my life, one on treasure hunting and this one on softball. The folks on the treasure hunting board are all friendly and helpful, and when somebody steps out of line, they're gone. But at softballfans.com, there's more tolerance of jerks. There are several bottom feeders there who delight in trolling and causing trouble and in just being idiots. Ignore them and you'll do fine. The good guys are there, too, they just don't stand out like the loudmouths do. And the pluses of the board far outweigh the minuses. If you're a softballer and you don't frequent the softballfans.com forums, you are definitely missing a bet. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.